Rejoice in the Lord always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice. Cheerfulness, unless you resolutely keep it to yourself, should go hand in hand with kindness. Grumpiness is not next to godliness. And this from the highest of supernatural motives. St. Francis called it the study. St. Francis de Sales, the strategy of Christian cheerfulness. It's more than giving way despite yourself to the odd good mood. It means self-restraint and self-control for the love of God and of neighbor. You have to work on rejoicing. Cheerfulness always takes effort, especially today. Remember, the sad soldiers of sin, though slain, leave behind landmines. Kindness comes and sweeps the earth for them, making your way safe. Take discouragement. The saints would take very little of that, indeed. St. Philip Neri insisted that there should be joy in his house. Noise was all right, but there must be joy. St. Francis once composed some verses and set them to music just to cheer up the nuns next door, the poor Clares. Imagine nuns who aren't cheery. They are poor indeed. It's hard to be good. You knew that. It's not just an uphill struggle. It's up a slippery, stony slope. You love God, truly. You try your best daily. Still, when you are tired, you snap, like the turtle, tuckered out maybe at physical fatigue, and prayer is just one more duty anymore to be done or not. The emotions as well, stress, especially the perceived lack of understanding of support. Without encouragement, anybody would wonder, why should I even try? And is it all a mistake? Ad maiorem Dei gloriam, AMDG. That used to be the Jesuits' motto, all for the greater glory of God. I'm afraid the Jesuits have forgotten the God part, right along with the Latin. But don't you forget how many plans for God's glory have bitten the dust when a bright look, a kind eye, would have propped them up. But we were busy or angry or jealous, maybe, looking at our neighbor coldly, speaking critically. We didn't even come to the rescue, not only of our brother in need, but of Christ's. How many plans for God's glory have languished and died for lack of support, not just financial, and sympathy, which, though cheap, is often denied. What a wretched thing it is to be unkind. But if you can't rightly estimate all the malice done by unkindness, neither can we see the good which kindness does. It makes you to be, St. Paul's word is, modest. That's an all-inclusive term for him. The right sort of person for the job. That would be you. How often the heart droops lower and lower and clouds thicken overhead, and temptation, smelling the prey, closes in for the kill. Sin hangs heavy in the air. What will bring back a sweet breeze and warm sunshine? It could be a word, a pleasantry, an encouraging question, some interest. A silent smile is never out of place. And sympathy gets its message across. A poor, suffering heart looks up. The mere peep of human sunshine revives the downcast soul. And what was too much even to think about just a moment before now is done bravely and well and almost unconsciously. When it comes to kindness, remember the old saying, England expects every man to do his duty. But sometimes this is not enough. Not for happiness, our own or that of others, comes cheerfulness to lend a hand to kindness. They come together. St. Philip Neri once had a priest who came to consult him about worry. And his response was, he stood up and he said, "Let's run a race." And he took him by the hand, and together they ran down the street together as fast as they could, their cassocks flapping in the breeze. What a sight that must have been. And whenever anyone would mention or confess to him depression, he would always command them to sing, never cut out from the closing hymn. Belt it out even if you're just a shower singer. It doesn't make any difference. It's good for you to sing. And I feel sorry for Catholics who are never allowed to sing in church. How sad. Saints lead the way, but they got it from Jesus, you know. "Be of good cheer," said he. "The man of sorrows was not a sad man." His serenity of soul was reflected in the beauty of his holy face. The merest of smiles playing about his lips. The Savior never laughed, but he made others laugh. And he taught the way to heaven, his gentle irony poking fun at the Pharisees, and the people loved it. The proud Pharisee, self-righteous, untouchable, made an irresistible target. They got back at him, the Pharisees did, on Good Friday, but he got them back. He came back from the dead on Easter Sunday, and with that characteristic smile, after he had calmed and convinced his disciples, "It is I, fear not," he went on to catch a whole netful of Pharisees, starting with Saul and Gamaliel. The saint most Christ-like is St. Francis of Assisi. His highest and chiefest study was to maintain a spiritual cheerfulness. And that takes work, I'm saying, as much as to preserve a friendship or love, which, like a forgotten houseplant, commonly dies of neglect. We take less care of them, friendship and love, than we do of our appearance or our appliances, especially the one that we carry about with us, dear thing that it is, in the palm of our hand. It takes more. Adults, unlike children, are not cheerful by nature. We have something to learn, to relearn from the little ones. We have to make some effort if we're going to cheer up. After you've made the effort, serve it with a dollop of detachment. But we've learned that these last 2 years, haven't we? One cold night, the enemies of St. Remigius set his haystacks on fire. By the time the bishop and his friends arrived, it was quite out of control. "Well," he said, "at least let's warm ourselves. It's cold out here tonight." Or the Irishman, poor Irishman who was informed that his house was on fire, only smiled, "Sure, and what do I care? I'm only renting." Well, all of us are only renting, and one of these days we will lose the lease. But keep hold of cheerfulness. It works with kindness and gains a fortune. Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice. It's your choice. But remember, Monsignor Knox says, to rejoice is more than a grudging permission for a Christian. It is a kind of duty. This world, wicked as it is, does not warrant that we should inflict depression on each other. That's what we pay the government to do. God love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.